I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
At around 4 a.m. on Tuesday, a guy named Brendan from Pennsylvania drunkenly broke into a building. As he was going through the place, he managed to accidentally call 911 from one of their phones. The cops came, they found the glass door to the building smashed, and they proceeded to enter. When they got inside, they found him wandering the halls naked.
Okay, why?
He was arrested for burglary. I get drunk, and I do this sober. You guys might see. I don't know if you guys are coming to my Super Bowl party that I invited to on Sunday or not. But I do like to eat with my shirt off. It's comfortable, and that way I don't get food on me. And when I'm drunk, my shirt always comes off. And my pants usually stay on. I don't know how this guy said, let's get naked.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, at least wear gloves for the fingerprints, you know? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like your criminal mind right there. Let's see here. We've got another guy right here. This guy's name is Brandon. It's spelled differently, but he's another dummy. A guy named Brandon.
Because he spelled his name other than B-R-A-N-D-O-N.
The other guy spelled it Brendan. This one's Brandon.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? The different names? Like B-R-E-N.
Yeah, like Brendan Dassey.
Yeah,
like,
yes. Making a murder.
Yeah.
Wait, is he out? Is this him?
I don't remember if he is or not.
Is he in Pennsylvania now? Okay, I don't know if they're related, but this is Brandon, and he was driving drunk in Utah on Sunday afternoon, and he crashed into a minivan. Brandon's right front tire went flying off after the accident, but he kept on driving on three wheels, which is impressive. Eventually, he stopped in front of a house, and since he knew the cops were on their way, he asked the people outside the house to help cover for him.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I need your help. Can you do me a favor?
Don't do it. Don't help him.
He didn't ask him to cover for the drunk driving part or the crash. Apparently, he was worried that they might know he was texting and driving.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. So he said, listen, make sure when they show up, you tell them that I was not texting and driving.
But everything else is fair game.
Apparently, because when the cops got there, they actually worried about the important stuff, like, oh, wait, you're drunk and you crash into a car. So Brandon was charged with DUI, improper lane changing, and drug possession, but not charged with texting and driving.
All right, well, it worked then.
So good for him. The serious stuff. You don't want that on your record.
Right. They weren't being snitches.
Please tell us if you've been convicted of texting and driving. Oh, man, I really want this job. I better lie about it. And your final Dummy of the Day story, we got to go all the way to Spain. Cops in Spain pulled over a compact car earlier this week and discovered something interesting inside. Oranges. The car was packed from floor to ceiling, front to back, with oranges. It looks like one of those contests where you got to guess how many oranges are inside this vehicle.
Wow.
I don't even know how they drive. They were able to drive. Well, there was another car nearby, so they pulled that one over, and guess what? There were oranges, front to back, floor to ceiling.
What?
But this thing was like a big van. Yeah, it was huge. These two cars and five people in total took about 4 tons of oranges. They stole them. 4 tons of oranges?
For what?
Bottomless mimosas,
yeah,
duh.
I was going to say, like, are they trying to break a world record with, like, the biggest bowl of orange juice or something like that?
They claimed when cops talked to them, they said, no, man, we've just been road tripping and we've been buying oranges along the way.
What are they talking about?
The cops didn't buy that, and turned out the people had actually stolen the oranges from a company's shipment, so they were all charged with theft. I don't know what their intent was. Maybe to sell them? I mean, people sell oranges all the time, like, not here necessarily in Indy, but I've been to other cities where they sell oranges right there on the street.
I want to go to the world's biggest brunch, and they have like the most mimosas of all time.
Have you ever done like a bottomless mimosa bar or any of that kind of stuff where you go there on a Sunday for brunch and you just drink and drink?
No, but I want to. I know that Luvino and Fisher's has been doing that, and I've been trying to go because that's close to where I live.
I love mimosas, but I can't do it because like the champagne tears me up, the bubbly.
I
get the bubble gum.
See, I always, when I go out, like, that is my drink of choice. People are like, what's your drink? And I'm so bougie, so I'm just like, champagne. Like, at a bar, I always ask if they have champagne. They're like, who are you?
I do my damn thing with my champagne. Like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Do you have champagne?
I feel like Joanne the scammer. Like, I am a fabulous Caucasian woman. Give me my champagne and brothers.
That's my opinion!
All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.